we go. Another brand new hour here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation as we gather around the foxhole of freedom for a discussion on the future of America. We do that every single day, and I'm blunt, to the point, and direct. You'll want to enjoy that. This is Steve Gruber Show. I am Steve Gruber, and here are the three big things you need to know this hour. Are you ready? Number one, a state representative is questioning the MEDC and executive about spending thousands. $20 million grant. More fraud? Maybe. Number two, Riley Gaines is going to be the commencement speaker at graduation for Adrian College. Some people love it, some people don't. And number three, what is up with people living here calling for death to America? And how come we've heard nothing at all from Governor Whitmer or anybody in her administration for that matter? Where are these folks? Where are these folks? The Biden administration has denounced the death to America chants that erupted last weekend. The Biden administration's done that. Having an Al-Quds Day in Dearborn, but Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Palestinian member of Congress Rashida Tlaib, a Democrat from the Detroit area, refused to comment on the hate speech wafting through their own backyard. I mean, it doesn't get much more hateful than death to America, does it? Death to America, they chanted. Death to Israel, they chanted. And we do nothing? How bizarre. Yeah. The video of the rally shows activist Tariq Bazzi whipping up the crowd with anti-Semitic speech over Israel's response to the Hamas October 7 terrorist attacks. Muslims set aside Al-Quds Day on the last Friday of Ramadan to support Palestine. Peaceful protests are something that the president has also been very clear that it's important to give folks space to peacefully protest, but any type of violent rhetoric we are going to denounce, said the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. So she condemned this death to America chanting. Of course, Dearborn is a huge population of immigrants of Arab descent, oftentimes Muslims. Most often, Mayor Abdullah Hamoud posted a statement on social media saying the hateful rhetoric heard on Friday does not reflect the opinion of the members of this community. Even the mayor said something. But nothing from the governor. You know, the Wall Street Journal called it America's jihad capital. The governor condemned that. But death to America? No. Nothing at all on death to America. Apparently, she's okay with that one. Let's see here. Riley Gaines, who I like and have met many times, interviewed a number of times on this program and elsewhere. Riley Gaines, a former University of Kentucky swimmer, 16-time letter, All-American, and an outspoken critic of the transgender nonsense that goes on here and around the Western world. Now, the transgender movement has pretty much died in its tracks in places like the UK, where you can no longer perform radical surgeries on children or give them powerful drugs to curb puberty, forever altering their lives. That has been stopped in its tracks, thankfully. The NAIA, representing 200, almost 300 schools in athletics in America, said no. Men do not get to compete in women's sports anymore. They said that quite clearly here a few days ago. And Riley Gaines, at the center of this controversy, which shouldn't be a controversy at all, men don't get to play in women's sports. See, she swam against Leah Thomas, the man who pretended to be a woman, to go from being ranked 400th in the country to win championships as a woman when Leah Thomas is a dude. Leah Thomas is a dude. All right? Pretty simple stuff. If that offends you, too bad. Truth. If truth offends you, too bad. You're in the wrong place. Anyhow, she's going to be the commencement speaker. Katie Stoddard, a sophomore who is studying outside Adrian College's Student Center this week, said commencement is not a place for politics. Well, then presidents of the United States should never be commencement speakers. It's a stupid comment. It's okay. What do you expect from college kids? It's about the graduates, said Katie Stoddard. This is from the Detroit News, by the way. Others, however, like Abel Wolf, a Macomb County sophomore who's a member of the College's NCAA women's softball team says she's really excited to hear Riley Gaines speak. She's a voice for female athletes. Her courage to stand up for her beliefs should be celebrated. I agree with that point of view. Student opponents of Gaines' appearance are strategizing to make the day about the graduates amid a petition and protest letters that are urging college leaders to retract their invitation. How dare you let a woman come speak about women? It won't happen, said Adrian College President Jeffrey Docking. Gaines was invited to speak for many reasons, including her courage, said the college president. Colleges should continue to be places where civil discourse can occur around controversial issues, he said. It will make people uncomfortable to have her here, but learning and growth occurs at the center of discomfort in just about anything in life. Pain is a good teacher. Discomfort is a great teacher. He's right. Gaines captured the limelight after swimming for the University of Kentucky in the national championships, tying for fifth in the 200-yard freestyle with Leah Thomas. Thomas became the first man pretending to be a woman to win an NCAA Division I championship when he won the 500-yard freestyle, which is completely absurd. Gaines has since campaigned against transgender athletes, and I agree with her. The choice of Gaines as the commencement speaker has galvanized opposition parts of the community at Adrian College. It's a private institution affiliated with the United Methodist Church. At least it was at one time. I wouldn't call it a Christian school anymore. 1,760 students. Brody Loeb is a transgender alum who said Adrian's decision is a slap in the face. During his years at the college, or is it she, her, his, who knows? He said he felt the support of the faculty at Alpha Tau Omega fraternity. Also worked to expand initiatives for the students, such as gender-inclusive housing and pronoun rosters. Yeah, I got a pronoun roster for you. Shut up. I'm sorry. I'm not entertaining that stupidity. I'm not required to play along with your fantasy. Not here, not now, not ever. How do you feel about that? I'm not really sure I care how you feel about that, but there you go. Let's see. What do I have to do here? Oh, yes, the wellness company. Are you prepared? Are you prepared for anything that comes down the pipe? You should be with the wellness company. They've got these great first aid kits because you never know what's going to happen next. You don't. Everyone knows the next pandemic is going to happen at some point. Is it disease X? Who knows? Are you ready? We have doctors here like Peter McCullough that we talk about this. And the wellness company puts together gold standard kits for medical emergencies. So you can be ready for anything. The medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications like ivermectin, the Z-Pak, right? No matter what happens to you, the medical company's medical emergency kit is what you need. Know that you have antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics, and more on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever happens next. Go to twc.health/Gruber. twc.health/Gruber today and order. You'll save 10% by using that promo code. twc.health/Gruber. They also have the great first aid kits. They have great kits for these emergencies, the medical emergency kit. They have travel kits. It's all at twc.health/Gruber. Use the promo code Gruber and save 10%. Tired of your dues paying for union politics? They try to hide it, but union bosses spend billions in dues every election cycle to fund a radical agenda that is out of touch with rank-and-file union workers. But there's good news. You can stop it. You don't have to pay for union politics. A Supreme Court case won by the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation means public employees can stop paying union dues completely. Exercise your rights and request free legal aid from the National Right to Work Foundation, nrtw.org/Michigan, nrtw.org/Michigan.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
I'm Margaret, a rhetoric and media major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arne with a Constitution Minute.
Many argue today that the Constitution is outdated because it addresses problems peculiar to the 18th century so long ago. And some of it does read sort of quaintly. But consider the injunction against titles of nobility in Article 1, Section 9, for example. Is that so outdated? The purpose of that injunction is to prevent the government granting special privileges for partisan reasons. This strikes at the rule of law, the rule under which we're all to be treated the same. The crony capitalism so common today, where the government gives favors and tax dollars to some businesses and advantages over others, is exactly the kind of thing the Constitution was meant to prohibit. The Constitution is not outdated at all.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit adoptuskids.org for more.